This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, so to speak. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Tonight, Barack Hussein Obama gives his farewell address in his adopted hometown of Chicago. Or so says CNN. Now, CNN is waiting with bated breath for the final farewell. And the media says that hacked emails were critical to the election, but they still cannot tell us why. And one of the bigger problems that Trump will face is that Obama will not go away. I will explain this to you. But first, let me play for this this little montage for you, put together by the Media Research Center. I'm sure that tonight we're going to hear the lamenting of the passing of the Obama era. But for your own listening enjoyment and pleasure, I want you to listen to this, okay? This is a little compilation that we've put together.
You can see it in the crowd. The thrill, the hope. How they surge toward him. You're looking at an American political phenomenon.
You know, you are the equivalent of a rock star in politics. Many people afterwards, they weren't sure how to pronounce your name, but they were moved by you. People were crying. You tapped into something. You touched people.
I have to tell you, you know, it's part of reporting this case, this election. The feeling most people get when they hear a Barack Obama speech, I felt this thrill going up my leg. I mean, I don't have that too often.
Steady.
No, seriously, it's a dramatic event. He speaks about America in a way that has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with the feeling we have about our country. And that is an objective assessment.
And now, isn't that, it's interesting because as I watched Chris Matthews talking about Barack Obama, isn't that how really what Donald Trump spoke about and why he won? I mean, really, make America great again and hope and change is kind of the same in a way. Listen.
Bus ride along the snowy road to Lebanon, New Hampshire. I showed him this week's Newsweek hot off the presses.
How does this feel of all the honors that have come your way, all the publicity? Who's it make you think of? Is there a loved one?
I like to say that in some ways, Barack Obama is the first president since George Washington to be taking a step down into the Oval Office. I mean, from...
a step down? Really? This guy's a community organizer. But it gets better.
A visionary leader of a giant movement. Now he's got an executive position that he has to perform in.
Really, a lot of people, I mean, people from all over the world, frankly, say to me, here comes a president with a huge mandate, a huge reservoir of goodwill, huge promises to change, and with all of that, his popularity is down. People don't appreciate some of the amazing legislative agenda that he's accomplished.
When you watch the president like that, I always feel he's got so many pluses, hasn't he? I mean, in the sense he's personable, he's handsome, he can be funny, you know, abroad he has his great image for America. A lot of things are just perfect about Barack Obama.
He's just perfect. I mean, the reason why I'm playing this is because as I was doing my show prep, I found this, and I was like, well, you know, what a difference, really. What a difference between how the media has treated Mr. Obama and President-elect Donald Trump. It's really stunning. But, you know, even though I know this and this is what I do, to really hear it is stark. Listen.
This guy's done everything right. He's raised his family right. He's fought his way all the way to the top of the Harvard Law Review in a blind test, becomes head of the review, the top editor there. Everything he's done is clean as a whistle. He's never not only broken any law, he's never done anything wrong. He's the perfect father, the perfect husband, the perfect American. And all they do is trash the guy.
You know, they don't talk about how he's been disbarred, interestingly enough.
The fact that this country didn't fall into a depression, an economic depression, which it could easily have done. The fact that we are out of Iraq.
How do we know that? Nobody knows that. It's pure speculation, conjecture.
All the problems in Iraq, getting there in Afghanistan, the auto industry saved, gay rights more and more ensured, not without help from the President of the United States. The fact that there's been no scandal, major scandal.
No scandal. No scandal whatsoever. It's perfect. The guy's perfect.
In this administration, which is a rare thing in an administration, the fact that science is now discussed as science. The fact that...
Science is now discussed as science. Really? So, science is now discussed as science. Because before Barack Obama, you know, nobody talked about science. It was not discussed as science.
Climate change, however woefully inadequate the measures for it, is now
this measure of the greatness for you?
Well, let's wait till the end. Let's wait till the end. A lot of things could go wrong.
But all those things have already happened.
Well, I think those achievements are huge. Yes.
Huge.
Yes.
We don't know if the Iran deal is going to work. If it does, it will be the major foreign policy achievement, not only of this presidency, but of this American generation.
Really? The Iran deal? The Iran deal? Wow. You know, giving Iran the ability to develop nuclear weapons. Now, again, bizarro world. Like, I talk about this all the time. I talk about how we're living in, you know, bizarro world. And frankly, we're 10 days away from leaving bizarro world and entering into real world. I don't know about you, but I'm really over bizarro world, okay? I just, it really can't come soon enough, really. I mean, I just, so that we can look at Mr. Obama in the rearview mirror and say, bye-bye, but he's already said that he's not going anywhere. He's already said that he's going to stay in D.C. Oh, by the way, did you see this? I don't know if you saw this the other day. TMZ reported this, that that Mr. Obama, he's apparently rented a house, I guess until his other house is ready. They're renovating his the house that he bought in D.C. So he's renting a house in the Calorama section. And lo and behold, they're building him a wall. Yeah, they're actually building him a wall because you wouldn't want any of those undesirables that are in D.C. to camp out on his lawn. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You made my soul burning fire. getting to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So tonight, Mr. Obama is planning his farewell address to the rest of the country. And, of course, CNN actually has a ticker that they are counting down. 7 hours, 43 minutes, and 52 seconds until. And we're all waited with bated breath. And, of course, one of the good things is that we're not going to have to listen to the media drooling over Mr. Obama. So, again, I want to play, I want to go back to some of these, because these examples of the media falling all over themselves for Mr. Obama. And it's really just stunning how, you know, the media has covered this administration, or I should say the lack of coverage. But anyway, listen.
American generation. At which point, people in the not too distant future will look back at this presidency. They'll look back at this president and they'll say, "Oh, of course they gave him the Nobel Peace Prize. Of course they did. That totally makes sense."
Yeah, of course.
What's the sense of that? Is he one of our brightest presidents? Yeah,
I think so.
Yes,
absolutely. I think so, and I think and it has the pluses and minuses.
Exactly
of that.
Right. I'm asking from a real standpoint.
A keen, I think it's a keen analytical intelligence.
He passed that baton. He did it with such generosity, as I say, when he invoked the audacity of hope, all of the spirit, all of the creativity of his own brilliant speech writing. I don't think we've ever had a president save Lincoln who is as great a speechwriter as this man.
Lincoln.
President Obama is the most noble man who has ever lived in the White House, and he proved that again.
He's the greatest man in the world. and the thing is they actually believe this. They actually believe this, that he is the smartest, most noble, the hottest. Because remember how they also talked about you know, his pecs. Remember that? How, you know, they would talk about him glowingly in you know, when he first came onto the scene, about that he was toned and fit. I'm not even making this up. Just you know, this is what they were saying about him. But Hollywood celebrities now have put together their most memorable moments of Barack Hussein Obama. And I just want to play this for you real quick, because this is also worth listening to. As we look back on Barack Obama and his legacy.
Inauguration Day.
The inaugural ball. They walked out. She had on that gorgeous white dress.
Oh, what's the guy's name? Luther.
Oh, yeah.
Knocking on the Oval Office window, I would say, that was probably the peak of my entire existence.
The moment when he picked me, I was so happy. I have to be the last question.
Before I answer your question, why don't you give me a little rap? Let's see. Let's see what you got.
I was so emotional. I was crying. Thank you, President Obama, for coming to Vietnam.
It's the first time in my life I felt like the White House belonged to everybody.
And you really felt... Yeah, you felt those first three words of the Constitution, we the people. Like, it was one of those first times in my life that I felt like I was really part of that we.
My Obama moment.
First time in Kerry Washington's life. First time in her life.
When I received this letter from President Obama last year, welcoming me to become a U.S. citizen.
When he just changed all the rules.
tools on the table in regards to Cuba with the most succinct motivation imaginable, which is what we've been doing hasn't worked, which made all the sense in the world.
Because that was a Tom Hanks. You know, that's because, you know, Cuba.
My Obama moment was the signing of the Paris Agreement and making the United States a leader in the fight against global warming.
When I was at the UN and I, you know, I heard our president say that climate change is the most important issue facing not only this generation but all future generations, it was inspiring.
For me, it was traveling with the president to schools in Boston, and the way he engaged the students was just one of those moments to see him connect like that, that I think you see throughout his presidency.
My favorite President Obama moment was when he was elected president in 2008, because in 2008 was when I was born.
I never cried before from election result.
I don't know, just the magic of that moment, of that man who we'd all been on this journey with, take that stage with his family. I was sitting at home in my living room, and I felt like I was a part of that crowd in that park.
I didn't think I would live to see the African American emerge as president, but he did.
Third grade, when we had this project to write a letter to the White House, it was really strange when he actually replied back, because it was like, whoa, I'm a third grader and I can actually get a response from the president. I can actually make a difference.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Sure. The love. They are so sad. They can't believe it. And what they can't believe more than anything else is that he's going away and he's going to be replaced by Donald Trump. What? I got to tell you, listening to these, all these testimonials of these celebrities that have told us how to vote, because, you know, they're really smart and we're really kind of dumb, you know, because they pretend to be other people for a living and we just actually do things for a living. So, you know, they're much smarter than us. But to see that and to realize that without Barack Hussein Obama and all these sycophants, Donald Trump wouldn't have ever had a chance to be the president. It's because of Barack Obama that we have Donald Trump. So in a strange way, thank you, Mr. Obama. We'll be right back.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So this video put together as a farewell to Mr. Obama from various Hollywood celebrities, and just let me just say this video that was very slickly produced, I might add, is paid for by the American taxpayers. Yes, that's right, you paid for this, your tax dollars at work. Anyway, here is I want to go back to this because it's just so awesome. Here's why it's so awesome. Because the level of stupidity of these people. And they continue to do these goofy videos, and they actually think that they make a difference, and that we actually care. And what it does is just basically reinforces exactly why people voted for Donald Trump. And not for Hillary Clinton. We'd rather see you guys grovel and freak out than anything else, really. All right, here's this is, by the way, the voice you're about to hear is James Taylor, okay?
The school shootings in Connecticut. I don't know how he did it.
At one point, at the lectern, started to sing Amazing Grace, and the entire congregation stood up and did the same. And to me, it was just a powerful moment, and one that the nation needed, and one that he was able to provide.
His battle towards the end to pardon
a lot of convicted felons who have been given heavy sentences for small drug-related crimes.
Well, what I remember most about the visit was how excited everybody in my house was, and especially all the young people who were helping us. And I think the way they got so excited and so happy about it was something that I would always remember.
When the President of the United States lit the first ever diya in the White House as a symbol of the Hindu Festival of Lights,
President Obama put sexual violence on the map as an issue. Survivors can now speak about their experiences without shame. It's been amazing to be a part of that movement.
The moment that, you know, we got the Affordable Care Act passed, because I have relatives that, you know, can't afford health insurance. So it was really a great thing to know that something happened to them.
All right, so let me stop there. That's Samuel L. Jackson. Samuel Jackson's talking about how he's got relatives that don't have health insurance. Well, dude, why don't you help them out? Since you're a big baller and you got tons of money and you're a big movie star, I'd like to see you maybe pay for some health insurance for these people. Okay? I don't know. Just a thought.
They get here for
the excitement we had when the Affordable Care Act became a law. My particular case, I have a pre-existing condition which was finally able to be cared for medically
when Obama came out and spoke for same-sex marriage.
Him showing his support towards trans separately from LGBT, from sexuality, just like Joe Obama.
The most memorable Obama moment for me is when he said, eat your peas.
Eat our peas.
Which means just do it or get the most important things done first.
The CVS experience with Michelle was pretty cool. And dancing with Barack at his birthday party. And he's a good dancer. You know, he should not get any flack for that. You're a good dancer.
You're a good dancer. It's disgusting, the fawning and the drooling of these people. Fortunately, they're not going to be doing that anymore. Instead, they're going to be turning their collective anger against Donald Trump, which is going to be awesome.
He's my role model, my idol, because I want to be president.
When he wished Happy New Year to all the Iranian Americans, and he said, Eid Shom Mubarak, live on CNN, perfectly.
Yeah, how often do we remember Jackie Robinson? Everybody does. To me, he would be the Jackie Robinson of politics from my standpoint.
He told everybody to clear out of the way, and wrecked the kid to pressurize the marshmallow gun, and they launched it. Oh! So Obama out.
Drop the mic on him. Blew the kiss. And when I saw that, it absolutely blew me away.
Share your moment at whitehouse.gov/farewell. You can actually go to the website. Share your moment. Okay. At whitehouse.gov/farewell. Okay. So I encourage all my listeners to go there to share your moment. whitehouse.gov/farewell. Please. but you know, one thing I did notice in this very slickly put together deal was the video was absent, and it did not include any unemployed coal miners or really no urban dwellers from Chicago, from his adopted hometown. One of the best parts of the video, though, was Leonardo DiCaprio yapping about global warming. Right? Because it's like, I think it's 11 degrees right now throughout the rest of the country. Awesome. 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 Really. I just had to share that with you because, again, it's just pure awesomeness. And to see the just how really disconnected, really, the elites are, the Hollywood elites. But, I mean, more than just that, it's just, in general, elites. And what I think, I had this conversation yesterday with somebody. I think that what we're seeing is a real paradigm shift. And that is that, I've been talking about this, but it's really becoming more and more crystal clear to me. And that is, it's not really left versus right any longer. It is really globalism versus the nation state. And look, and I talked about it even before before election day. I talked about how I saw this as really something that the Donald Trump, the election of Donald Trump, I think is not the end of this. I think it's rather the beginnings of it. I think you're seeing, you saw, of course, Brexit in the summer. Then you saw here in the United States the election of Donald Trump. But I sincerely believe you're going to see more of this shift. And you're going to see, I predict you're going to see Marie Le Pen, for instance. I think she'll be elected as the next president of France. I think you're going to see Angela Merkel. She will be summarily dispatched by the voters in Germany. So I think that the more you see the protests coming from Democrats, from those within his own party, I think that the more doth protests, I think the more powerful he will, in fact, become. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show. For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Relax,
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So Barbara Streisand. First of all, let me just say this. You notice how this whole issue now has resurfaced. Because Meryl Streep has now, she brought up Donald Trump making fun of people with disabilities, right? That's the big deal now. Well, Donald Trump made fun of people with disabilities. Barbara Streisand was interviewed on, of course, MSNBC. I want you to listen to this exchange here. This is our Christmas.
With us now on the phone is a very special guest, someone who's been very active in politics, of course, and very concerned about the direction politics are heading in this country right now, Barbara Streisand. Barbara, thank you for joining us. What did you think and feel when you watched Meryl Streep last night talk about a man who's going to be our president mocking someone's disability?
All right, let me just stop that there. Why is this? You notice there's this concerted effort now. And it started with Meryl Streep the other night. And, of course, the media has picked up on it. And, you know, they've now run with this narrative of that Donald Trump, mocked a reporter from the New York Times that it was disabled. And which is, you know, been refuted numerous times by Donald Trump, but you know this is a thing that's the media will not they're like a dog with a bone. They're not going to let it go. And but what's happening here? It's clearly the best they can do, and the best they can do isn't working. For instance, an example, you've got, with this hearing today, Jeff Sessions, you had the usual suspects. You had Code Pink, and you had people dressing up as the KKK, and you had Black Lives Matter show up. And so they're going back to the playbook and to plays that didn't work. Like, none of this stuff worked before, but they, for some reason, they think it's going to work again. Anyway, let me. I want to go back to this is Chris Matthews with Barbara Streisand, okay?
I thought that she said what she said beautifully. And it's easy enough to see the video online of Trump mocking. You just showed it, actually. And I completely agree with Merrill. It was a heartbreaking moment and so beneath the dignity of the presidency, let alone any respectful person. I mean, what we need more in this world, I think, is kindness.
Exactly, Barbara, and the rest of you people that can't accept the fact that you lost. And here's what's interesting. You notice how liberals will always invoke children. What about the children? Right? That's what despots and dictators do. Okay? They always invoke children. Just FYI.
And common decency. And what he did and how he reacts and how he needs... He has the need to talk back and insult anybody who doesn't agree with him. And that's pretty disgraceful.
What do you make of the critique that Meryl Streep made last night that you can push this thing and it becomes the norm? That it's like Daniel Patrick Moynihan, the senator, once said you define deviancy downward. This kind of behavior becomes the normal political conversation.
Well, that's what it does. I mean, what's the signal to little children, you know, who watch television? And
what's the signal to little children? They always invoke the children. What's the signal to little children? What would the children say? My God. You know what you tell the children? You tell them that there are winners and losers in life, and you don't always get what you want. But if you try sometime, you just might find you get what you need.
See, this is the behavior of the soon-to-be president of the United States. You know, little girls were heartbroken when
Hillary Clinton didn't become president.
They didn't get to be president. So I think it's what they see. Children will listen. I sang that in a song once, you know.
I sang that in a song once, you know.
And they will see and they will learn. You know, I'm in the middle of having my teeth cleaned, Chris. You caught me at a disadvantage.
Well, I'm glad you're on the phone with us. By the way, I did think it's very important to mention that Donald Trump has, in a very recent past, said that Meryl Streep is one of his favorite actors in the country.
Oh, my goodness. It just never ends with these people. Like, never ends, really. I mean, and this is what they're going to do, man. This is what they're going to do, and they're not going to stop doing it, and they're going to continue to do it. And it's really amazing. I mean, but Meryl Streep, Meryl Streep. Now they're all coming to the defense of Meryl Streep. And what would the children say? And little girls were disappointed. I mean, like, give me a freaking break. You know, of course, I'm supposed to feel bad, right? Because what about the children? You know, this is, you know, but she, apparently, Meryl Streep wasn't too concerned about the five black youths who terrorized and beat up a disabled person because they didn't agree with him and thought that he was a Trump supporter. But, you know, Meryl Streep doesn't talk about that. You know why Meryl Streep doesn't talk about that or Barbara Streisand doesn't talk about that? They probably don't even know about it. They have no idea. Because it hasn't been widely reported. It's been on the mainstream radar for a second, and then that was it. But you better believe that if it had been, the situations had been reversed, and there had been four white kids that had beat up a disabled young black child. Barbra Streisand would be talking about that, and Meryl Streep would be talking about that, and Leonardo DiCaprio, and Samuel L. Jackson, and everybody else. By the way, what is going to happen to that show, Madam Secretary? When are they going to cancel that thing? That dumbass show. By the way, produced, executive producer, Morgan Freeman, who also executive produced the fawning video of Hillary during the convention. What are these people going to do now? And what about the children? I mean, little girls all over the world now. We're so disappointed. Oh, all right, the madness and the mayhem returns in a moment. Do not touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.